It's Mojo in the Morning.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. It's Malcolm.
Channel 955.
She says she wants some Marvin Gaye.
Channel 955, Twista, Kanye West, Jamie Foxx, Slow Jams, 955. The ultimate in Slow Jams, and the man that we always bow down to when it comes to Slow Jams, was recognized last night at the Grammy Awards. And amazing that his career has spanned so many different generations, and the man is still making music that is being nominated and winning Grammys. But last night, Luther Vandross, who's had a very, very difficult year.
With a stroke. And he ended up doing a little videotape message to the audience after the Celine Dion debacle, and he surprised the audience.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. Oh, man, you didn't see a dry eye in my eyes last night.
Is that the first time he's sung in public
since
the stroke?
Yeah.
That was it for him. They say that his mom was going to be there. She was going to make the appearance to be there, but couldn't because she knew that he videotaped that performance and knew that she would not be able to control herself. And that every time she hears that song,
Dance with My Father, she
cries, the Dance with My Father song, which is such a beautiful, beautiful song. And Celine Dion performed it last night, and she was with him, right next to him, when the song was being performed by Celine Dion. Yeah, what was wrong with the audio? They need to bring
audio
the show.
Stunk the whole night. They messed up every performance.
Take it out of the big venue like the Staples Center and bring it back to a theater setting like the Oscars are and like the Grammys used to be, where it's a more controlled situation.
It was a cool set. I mean, the scenery was really cool, the way it blended into the audience and everything. And they have to do those big, because they give away so many trips for sponsorships and contests and stuff. You know, Heineken sponsors the Grammys, then they get like 200 tickets to give away, stuff like that. But yeah, it's just audio was horrible, messing up every aspect of that show last night.
Yeah, it was disappointing. More on the Grammys and what happened backstage. Why did Janet Jackson not make the appearance? We know it was because she didn't want to apologize, but who told her not to apologize? We'll have more on that. Justin, on why he apologized and what he had to say after his apology, all coming up this morning here, and you'll only hear it on Channel 955 with Mojo in the Morning. Right now, I want to flash back to Friday, because people might not have heard this. Late in the show on Friday, Spike went out with a street scam. It was an interesting street scam. Spike was looking for photos. Take a listen.
Channel 955 is the station with Mojo in the Morning street scams.
Spike, she agrees.
Channel 955.
When street scams break, Mojo in the Morning is there, pushing the limits. Join Spike and the Offenders team for another street scam.
Something I do in my next street scam could kill me. I'll tell you what it is later this morning.
Mojo in the Morning. Revealing. Uncovering. Exposing. No, wait. That's just Spike changing clothes in public. Mojo in the Morning street scams with Spike.
Hey, Mojo, get the bail money ready.
Live and local on 955.
You know, it sounds exactly like the guys over at Fox 2. Doesn't that sound like they're close? All right, 729, Channel 955. Tell you about our new contest coming up next. Right now, great way to start off the Grammys. Prince and Beyonce from last night. Channel 955. This is the Mojo in the Morning show.
Nailed it.
There you go, Channel 955. From the Grammys last night. That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
That is exactly the way you do it.
I was really impressed with last night's award shows. And you know what? It's because of what it's been up against. The last few award shows have been so horrible. Grammys have sucked in the last few years. They nailed it last night. The performances were great. No lip syncing. And there was just little... Obviously, they didn't have the controversy. Didn't have a lot of excitement between
them. That's the thing I want to ask. I want to ask a question to the listeners right now. 313-298-9595. This is the question I want to ask you. Is the opening with Prince and Beyonce last night a better than Justin and Janet doing the halftime?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you think that the controversy of what happened during the Super Bowl was a better thing? I'm sorry, I got to turn your microphone.
No, I thought that the presenters were so stiff because they were so afraid of going off their script.
Yeah,
and saying the wrong thing.
I mean, the only thing we had was Christina's cleavage, and they quickly put a graphic up over the whole lower half of the screen so you couldn't even see it.
And she was even mentioning the whole cleavage thing with the whole Janet thing.
Nominated for 3 Grammys tonight.
Oh, wrong one. I'm sorry about that. Anticlimactic. All right, here you go.
Okay, keep it together.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I thought that performance was a great performance, and that was an awesome, you know, thing to hear. You see Prince back, big fan of his. Beyonce obviously is hot. She's it.
Smoking.
But I'm wondering if there are some people that sat there and watched it and said,